For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Yet let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I just want to encourage you guys. I know sometimes weeks can just go by and you just feel icky and feel like there's no way that you can come here and worship God with all of your heart, or that you even deserve to come here and be in his presence. But what he's saying here is that you can come with confidence to his throne. You can come right up to him with confidence, because he has given you that grace. He has given you that mercy to let you into that place, even though we don't deserve it. That's the kind of God that we serve, that he's so big and so great that he doesn't care what junk we have on. He welcomes us into his presence, and he is so happy to see you come here with joy and not with your head hanging and not with all of your burdens on you, but he wants you to just lay them all down and praise him because he's worthy, because he deserves it after everything that he is. He just deserves your praise. He deserves your honor and just your worship right now. So we just want to invite you guys to come and worship God with all of your heart. Lay off everything that might hold back from that, because we don't want to hold back any praise from God. He deserves all of it. And so we just want to come and just worship him right now. So I want to invite you guys to come and do that. wipes up my face, causing my world to shake at the sound of his name. I stood in awe when I heard him call out my name, and I'm not the same. Isn't he great? He lights up my face, causing my world to shake. I've been touched by his grace, now I'm hidden again. I've been forgiven again. And
just keep seeking the Lord. We're going to keep seeking the Lord. We got plenty of time. You don't have to put the house lights on. Lord, tonight we just exalt you. Tonight we just exalt you. You know, there's something about worship and something you can't see and something you can't touch and something you can't necessarily always feel. There's a lot of times we come into the presence of God, or we come into something like this, and we will worship, or we will praise, or we'll smile based on how we're feeling, based on what's happened recently in our lives. Based on a recent crisis, or even based on the letter grade you got in your class or the test you just took, whether it was good or bad. And we base our attitude and we base our praise and our worship toward God on how things are feeling and looking at that moment. But we're going to sing this again. We're going to sing I Exalt Thee. And I want to encourage you that worship and praise and a lifestyle of giving your life to the Lord is not a time of, or it's not a thing of what's happening at the moment. It's not what I'm feeling. It's not what things look like or what things perceive to be like. Worship is just, Lord, I exalt thee. Worship is just, Lord, I just exalt you right now, in every moment, in every crisis, whether I'm in a valley or I'm on top of a mountain. Whether things are going great in my life or not, you are God. You sit on the throne, and I will worship you. You are creator of the heavens and of the earth. You are worthy. You are the Lamb of God that was slain. You died and you rose again, and I will worship you, and I will exalt you no matter how I feel, no matter what's going on. Come on, right now, just begin to worship him and just begin to exalt him. Not get your mind off of your problems and your giants in your life and begin to focus on who the Lord is, on what you've heard, that your God is an awesome God, that he is a good God, that there is only one that is good, and it is our Father who is in heaven. There is only one that is righteous, and it is our Father who is in heaven. So, Lord, we just worship you with our hearts, with our mouths. We praise you. We exalt you because you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of all of our exaltation, of all of our praise, of all of our heart, God, we give to you. So we're going to sing that again. Let's sing that again. Thank you, Lord. exalt you.